Crypto Winter, 50% plus of Bitcoin addresses now in the red. By Lucas Nolan on November 25, 2022. According to a recent report from CoinDesk, more than 50% of Bitcoin addresses are now in the red for the first time since the start of the coronavirus-induced crash of March 2020. CoinDesk reports that most cryptocurrency addresses holding Bitcoin are now in the red for the first time since the coronavirus-induced crypto market crash of March 2020. The blockchain analytics firm Into the Block says that just over 51%, or 24.6 million of the total 47.9 million addresses, are currently valued below their investment cost. Approximately 45% of addresses are said to have unrealized gains, while the rest are approximately breaking even on their investment. A Bitcoin address whose coins were acquired at an average price higher than Bitcoin's going market rate of $16,067 is considered out of the money. Lucas Adamoro, the head of research at Into the Block, stated that the bearish momentum of the market looks overdone. Previous bear markets ended with a majority of addresses also being out of the money. 55% of addresses were out of the money in January 2019, when Bitcoin bottomed near $3,200 and began a bull run 3 months later. During the 2015 bear market, 62% of addresses were out of money. Crypto has faced a rough time since the collapse of FTX, the popular crypto exchange that it seems almost all major crypto firms had large amounts of money invested with. Cryptocurrency lending firm Genesis Global Capital has reportedly asked crypto exchange Binance and private equity firm Apollo Global Management for cash. Genesis is faltering as the FTX contagion continues to spread throughout the cryptocurrency world. Genesis isn't the only crypto firm facing troubles following the collapse of FTX. Breitbart News previously reported that BlockFi, a platform for crypto-backed loans and trading, may also be facing bankruptcy due to its exposure to the FTX contagion. In a blog post, BlockFi admitted to significant exposure to FTX and Alameda Research, the crypto exchange and trading company operated by Sam Bankman-Fried, including loans to Alameda. BlockFi also sought to reassure observers that it has the necessary liquidity to explore all options. Read more at CoinDesk here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.